Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go. Fighters, hey, listen, I have a quick ask for you, and that's this. This is the top podcast on the planet for home improvement contractors. We have an episode damn near every day of the week. And I would love a rating and a review wherever you listen to this. You know, I know that's not always easy, but you click a couple buttons, you go there and just type in a couple words of what this show has helped you with, the value that it's brought to you. Like Taylor here, Valleyscape Taylor shared, I recently listened to episode 474. That morning, I had to have a tough conversation with an employee I really liked and cared about. I listened to this episode on my way to the meeting by chance, and it really helped me to approach this situation differently than my instinct was to approach it. That episode was one of the best I've ever heard. The emotions involved and the experiences shared really helped me see things from someone else's point of view. So first, I want to say thank you to Valleyscape Taylor. Appreciate you leaving that review. It means a lot. And listen, if this show is helping you in any way, shape, or form, it's added value to you, help you see something different, make more money, whatever it might be, please give us a review. And tell that story, give us a shout out there, because the more contractors that get this show in their ears, the better the industry gets for everybody. So anyway, that's my ask. Appreciate you guys, and let's get rocking here. Fighters, welcome to another week. This is Monday Mojo, and I'm going to kick it off this week. Just planting a seed in your head here, help you be more effective in your marketing, your sales, all that good stuff to help you make some game-changing money. And raise your hand if you're into that, because right now there's probably a bunch of you raising your damn hand. I don't care where you're at in your business. You always want to step on the gas, take things to the next level. And that's what I'm going to talk about here today for a couple minutes. And that's the phrase, stories sell. You know, there's an old saying, stories sell, facts tell. And a lot of people in their marketing and in their sales process, they just tell a bunch of facts. And I'm not going to go into all those facts right now because I want the meat of this to be about telling better stories. What I found in many businesses that I've owned and still own and run and this and that is that the number one way to generate clients is to connect with them emotionally. Okay. When you connect with people emotionally, good shit happens. People buy on emotion and they justify with logic. And a lot of contractors, and I'm seeing a lot of things online right now, which is why I'm doing this. A lot of guys are like, oh, I'm not having luck on social media or with my ads or my marketing plan and all this other stuff. And then, you know, I take a few minutes and I go to their sites or they post a screenshot of their ad and this and that. And it's lacking story. It's lacking human connection and the element of that. And all I can tell you is that every super successful company understands the power of telling stories in their marketing because it, again, it connects. And so I want to give a few strategies here that you can use to tell better stories in your marketing. And the first is this. You got to be vulnerable. You got to be real. Be open. Be transparent. It's crazy the number of clients that I've picked up through the last couple decades just by being transparent. And I'm talking every business I've owned, okay, and run. The more transparent you are, the more you tell stories. You know, I just recently did a post talking about my daughter's bookmark business way back in the day. It was a story. I'm about to tell a story of the time I shit my pants on a podcast. You think that's not going to get some attention? I was on somebody else's show. I'm cracking up thinking about it because right now I just left you all hanging. Okay. Or I think about the two bee stings and the broken toe that I got in 1 week that led to me getting really high sales. I could go on and on, my friends, about that, about, you know, my first time in a black barbershop. For those of you who don't know, I have a son who's adopted from Haiti. Three of our five kids are adopted. One's from Haiti. Or the time at the lemonade stand that a guy took my quarter. I could go on and on. And my point here is the more that you're open and vulnerable about the things that are going on in your life, the more you're going to connect with other people because they're human beings just like you. Okay. A good story is going to capture the attention of your audience. I don't care if it's an ad, a social media post, or whatever. Next strategy I want to give you guys. Share stories about how maybe your brand or your company is unique. All right. One of the things we teach in Battleground and sales workshops we do and stuff is we teach people how to use their company values and tell stories around those values and really stand out in the marketplace. And that's, you know, what's unique about you. Tell stories about, you know, we've all had those customers from time to time. They're like, well, why should I hire you and not the other guys, right? And that stupid question they always ask. You know, well, one of my companies in the past, our secret weapon that I would tell people, I'd say, listen, can I tell you a story about how we pre-plan a project? That, and it was a story about all that goes in to us getting ready to come do your project behind the scenes. And I would tell them a story. And that most times would push them over the edge to want to work with us because of the story that was being told, because they can connect with that. Okay. Finally, last strategy I want to give you here when you're telling stories is get them to engage with you somehow. All right. So I'll speak specifically to social media right now, because that's really what drove this podcast here today. People will post something on social media and then they won't have some sort of ask or call to action. Now, what I mean is an ask or call to action in your posting should not be, hey, buy my shit. Okay. All the time. Now there's a time and place for that. But what I'm talking about is, you know, I might share a story about, you know, the recent one I just told you about my daughter's bookmark business. I'd tell a story how she was creative and she was assertive and she basically shit money out of thin air as a little entrepreneur at the age of 7. And then my call to action was share something right now that you need to bring some more creativity to. Or it was something along those lines. It's been a while since I posted it. Okay. Or it could be, you know, hey, just like my daughter, she did this. What's one lesson from this story that you can apply to your business, that you can apply to your life? Okay. Don't think that every story you tell and every post you do on social and all this other shit has to be, hey, let me paint your house. Let me build this thing for you. Buy our shit. Okay. The more stories you tell, the more human you are. I can promise you, if you're struggling getting higher quality leads right now and selling jobs at your price, a lot of those objections and things will just go by the wayside when you learn to tell stories better and connect with people. So hopefully this gives you some ideas, and I encourage you to today tell a story as you're going throughout your day. I keep a notes thing on my phone, you know, and whenever I remember a story from the past or something happened to me today or whatever it is, I jot it down. That way I have it and it's always there. And when I'm going to post, I always pull something from the well. All right. Appreciate you guys. Don't forget to share the show. If you're not yet signed up for Mile High Profit Summit, come hang out with us in September. The theme of the event, coincidentally, is the stories we tell. We're going to actually, the whole event is around teaching you how to connect more with your team, your community, your clients, all that stuff through better storytelling. And guys, there's going to be all sorts of stuff, personal development, marketing stuff. We could go on and on and on. You need to be there. Go to thecontractorfight.com and check out what we got going on Mile High Profit Summit in September. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way, and don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at Real Tom Reber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.